I still believe deep in my heart that GMO is not the issue facing agriculture. It's water. It's availability of affordable land. It's the next generation of farmers, and are we training them?
Mayor Billy Kanoy says he feels the GMO law was passed without enough thoughtful dialogue, even though it does not restrict anybody from growing what they're growing now. One area he's concerned about is the economic impact of any decision.
To be fair, there's things being said on both sides. Oh, it's economic devastation. And that's what gives me pause to say, let's put on a table verifiable, identifiable facts, data, statistics.
He also plans to use the county's agriculture baseline study of 2012 to review what crops are being grown and where, and who is getting the $32 million in agriculture tax breaks afforded to those who say they're involved in agriculture. He plans to take the matter back to the county council in the fall.
I see us going back to the council and saying, okay, let's back up here. What kind of legislation around GMOs do we really need to protect our farmers and agriculture industry? We don't have large agribusiness or the seed companies that are driving a lot of this divisive debate here on Hawaii Island. Let's pass a good law, a law that isn't vague, that isn't ambiguous, that doesn't lend itself to litigation.
Hawaii County's GMO law is temporarily on hold. Judge Greg Nakamura will hear oral arguments next Monday. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.